Alison will now introduce the first of this week's letters to the Evening News.
The first letter this week comes from Paul Playford in Tiverton St Mary, who is very concerned about the Norfolk County Council proposal to close the Postwick Park and Ride. He says, "It is unprecedented for 11 parish councils to send a joint letter to your newspaper regarding the Postwick Park and Ride not reopening. It is concerning that it comes to 11 parish councils to inform Norfolk County Council of their stance on Postwick P&R proposed closure. Around 6 months ago, NCC stated that a consultant with one of the business groups in Norwich appeared to endorse the closure of the park and ride at Postwick on the grounds of the other park and rides being adequate. So that's all right then. Was this to be a fait accompli on NCC's part? With so much development to the east of the city and with the great Yarmouth conurbation as well, it makes no sense to close this park and ride when all the time the eco card is being trumped by Norfolk County Council. Or is the site earmarked for another use? Norfolk County Council is reaping millions of pounds from selling land it owns in the NDR area. One wonders if we're living in an elected authority or somehow in a developing autocracy, given the voice of so many parish councils flagging up what is happening to Postwick P&R. Let's trust that the Norfolk County Council is listening and plays the eco card."
Our second letter comes from Mike Staines in Swaffham, who reflects on the varying achievements of Norwich City and Luton Town in the past year. "I think we all know what a very ordinary and disappointing Championship football season Norwich City have just completed, made even more galling by the fact that the two sides that were promoted, Coventry City and Luton Town, have completed the task from a more modest platform. That is, in all respects except one. Resolve. There was a bite to certainly Luton's performances, which we certainly did not see enough of at Norwich. No doubt the same could be said about Coventry City's performances. I think this same tenacity, evident throughout the team, will see at least Luton compete well in the Premiership. I had the pleasure of witnessing Luton Town's spell in the old First Division in the mid-1950s. On leaving school, I commenced a building apprenticeship in Dunstable. I saw a lot of Luton's matches, including a 5-1 win over Wolves when Bob Morton, playing centre-forward for Luton, gave Billy Wright, the England captain at the time, a real run-around for the whole game. Come the summer of 1956, I joined Luton Town Cricket Club and, to my delight, found some Luton players also playing for the club, Gordon Turner, Terry Kelly and Sid Owen amongst them. 2 years later, who should Norwich meet in the FA Cup but Luton Town? By this time, I was home again and a firm City supporter. We all know what happened there. Never underestimate Luton Town."